And good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Horry Spencer. Today is Saturday, the 29th day of August, the year of our Lord, 2020. I hope everybody's having a really good weekend. We've got all three of us on board today. Lori's back from her little two-week hiatus. Rick should be on the line momentarily if he's not now. And we've only got Rick for the first hour, so we're pretty much going to let him take off from the get-go. I've got some announcements and stuff to put out, but we'll do that the top of the second hour. Good morning, Rick and Lori.
Good morning.
Good. Rick, where do we want to start out, buddy? I know you've got very limited time today.
Well, let's do this. I want to talk about the Hegelian dialectic that is
our current reality,
our new reality, our new permanent temporary reality. Yeah, I want to talk about that. Before I do that, though, I want to say a couple words. I think about the garden, and because I never seem to get to that. We always get stuck somewhere in the political, emotional, whatever that arena that which everybody seems fascinated with. And to that end, I would be more surprised than I am, except that I see regularly that every Thursday when Curtis Stone has his live chat, and he has a lot of followers. He's the urban farmer, a brilliant guy, is a real problem solver, and I really respect his opinion. And I've said it before, and I'll probably wind up saying that again. When he's a young man, though, I'm going to bet if he's 40, that's about it. But every time he gets on these live chats, you would think that people would want to spend their time talking about market gardening or intensive gardening, for our purposes would be the intended use for his skill. But what does everybody do? They wax political, they wax emotional, and it always turns into an extended discussion about an overreaching globalist government that has their boot on your neck. And so before we do that, let me say this about that. And I'm actually doing this quite backwards because I'm going to talk about them in a minute here.
Okay.
But in the garden, for those people that are still thinking about gardening, I think possibly you're screwed. I thought I was a good gardener. Now I find out that I'm somewhere between a D plus and a C minus. It's astonishing how much I did not know about raising large quantities of food. I keep making mistakes. The good news is I am making mistakes, and I'm a fast learner. I'll try not to repeat any of those things that I thought would work. Succession planting this year, it was, and you can look at anybody's, whether it doesn't matter who it is. It could be Jean-Martin Fortier out of Canada, or Curtis Stone, or the Haas boys out in Georgia. You can look at any of their videos on succession planning, and you will see that they will have thoughts on the matter, ideas, and plans. Plans you can copy, but the thing is, unless you happen to live next door to them, those plans, they're probably not going to work for you verbatim. Some will, some won't. And the problem is, some won't. And if these people continue, these Satan-worshipping globalist pedophiliacs, if they keep doing what they're doing to the food supply and the food chain, the supply chain, some won't isn't going to work for you. You can't
right.
afford to keep making the same mistakes over and over again, because it's going to cost it's probably going to cost somebody their life. And I don't want to overstate that, but it wouldn't surprise me if that's where this is headed. You know, if they're going to reduce the world population by 14, 15, they're going to have to hurry. And it would appear to me that food is the weapon of choice. It's universally needed, and it's something that is easily controlled. So, my goodness, what an easy way to do it. You can't really, I mean, after all, you know, who's to blame? You know, it's you. It's you, you people. You bought too many canned goods. You bought too much toilet paper. The good news is if you stop buying canned goods, you won't need toilet paper. And I'm pretty sure that's their plan. Go ahead.
No, I just said true, Rick, you know,
right.
Acknowledging right, so well. Humor.
Yeah, thank you. So to that end, you know, my succession planting, some of it worked and some of it did not. I planted, and the bad news is I planted a second planting of winter squash at the time that I used to plant winter squash, which was late July. I also planted another succession planting of sunburst summer squash, which is that kind of squash. It's a zucchini-type deal, except it looks like a kid's top. And that is working out like gangbusters. The problem is you can't store that stuff. The second succession planting of South Anna butternut squash, which, as I told you before, was a combination of the Waltham butternut, the one we all know, which is very disease-prone, right. Tough to grow, very hard to grow, and the Seminole pumpkin, which is a very disease-resistant squash grown basically down around the southern, like Florida, obviously, where the Seminole come from. So not going to work. I got them in there about the same time that I got the summer squash in. The summer squash, I was actually out picking summer stuff. I'm starting to get harvest off that now. And it doesn't look like, it looks like we're going to run out of time before I get anything off of the South Anna butternut squash. And it looks like disease and pest pressure is getting to be a problem like it always did. Always did when I tried this before. I was hoping that the South Anna butternut squash being disease resistant, and I was spraying it with copper as well, copper and spinosad, thinking I was going to get away with it, and I'm not. So you know, the question becomes, you know, if you're trying to produce food, what to do, what not to do. But I have also have flats of spinach, kale, and beets, and they're coming up fine, and I expect to be able, and lettuce, and I expect to be able to run them well into the cold season. This year, I will do what I did not do last year. I will put the plastic on my high tunnel, and it will be a greenhouse, not a hothouse. It will be a greenhouse, and so we'll see what I can manage there. And I should be able to push that kale and spinach all the way to the new year. I really should. That's kind of the plan here. So the message here that I'm trying to convey is that these losers, these globalist jerks, who actually believe that they have the right or the authority to starve people to death, or what? Who can stop them? So if you can't stop them, and that's how their brain works, they have no fear of God or man, then if nobody can stop them, then they're going to do it. And it becomes a lawless society, much like the Wild West. So you need to be growing your own food, and that means, what does that mean? Well, that's going to mean that you're going to have seeds, and it's not going to surprise me if they're making canning jars and dehydrators and other things, which, you know, and some people, you've got various themes on that. Some people say that because it was never a very popular item, there was never a big supply, and just the minimal awakening of a few extra people was enough to completely overwhelm the supply. Okay, I can believe that. The other side of the coin is, the more insidious side of that coin, is that you're ignoring the fact that these people are evil and smart, and that they haven't been thinking about this for a while, and they went around quietly closing all the corral gates before they stampeded the horses. And what they're doing is, I think, is they're leaving no way out for anybody. And then, of course, they got the new laws that went into effect closer to the beginning of this year regarding, we could call it hoarding, but in fact, they don't use that word. They just say, you're subject to confiscation and punishment if you're caught having too much food around. Yeah, and the Trump administration let that go through.
Let me interrupt for just a second, Rick.
You go
remember,
right ahead.
There is precedence for this, you know, for fines and even imprisonment for having too much fun. Or food, I mean. Yeah, having too much fun, too. But back
listen,
in
that's
World
coming.
War II,
you know, that's yeah, that's the other shoe that falls when you have too much fun. But please go ahead.
No, yeah. But back in World War II, you know, you can even watch some of the old cartoons on these cartoon channels, and you'll see the old black woman standing in her slippers and her big dress and pointing at a neighbor's house and screaming, "Food hoarder." Well, that's what that was all about, was during World War II. You know, in some areas, food hoarding was a socially shameful thing. In some areas, it was actually illegal. Now, I don't know what the penalties were, but this has happened before. And that's the only point I wanted to bring out.
Things what happened before will happen again, and I think part of the reason that I find myself coming across or portraying myself to other people as an unsettled person, and then other people have other words for me, insane or nuts, or there's a whole host of names like this, is because I assume that if I can dream up a scenario that's no good for me, that it's already happening. They're already employing
right.
that technique behind the scenes, and then it's, lo and behold, can you believe it? I wind up hearing about it years after I dreamt it up. I thought, well, you know, hopefully that will never happen. Nope, it's already happening. You know, so I guess I'm not that clever. You know, I wouldn't be good enough to be part of the asymmetric warfare team for the UN. So to that end, let me say this about that. For those of you poor individuals who have been watching the Ice Age follow, I feel sorry for you. I have a real tolerance for this kind of thing, but nothing like Christian with the Ice Age farmer. So in China, they've got a campaign on, a campaign blitz on now to re-educate you so that you begin to think of food quite differently. And they have various campaigns and various slogans, and it takes on much of the same feel as this COVID BS that we've got going on, where if you don't stay 6 feet away from everybody and keep a mask on, you're just a big jackass. You know, you're socially unacceptable. You're a uncouth misfit, and this is the exact same sentiment and mindset that they want you to adopt with regard to food. So now in China, they have done things like they have installed facial recognition cameras and software in trash cans so that if you throw away too much food or if you recycle into the wrong bin, you're going to be punished. They know who you are and they know what you did last summer, and they're going to get you. Now, they also have another program which you think, oh my gosh, this will never happen in America. Oh really? Have you been anywhere lately? Where is everybody around you talking like this? Because they've got a mask across it. Oh, it'll never happen here. No, of course not. It'll never happen here. They have what's called N-1. Six people go to a restaurant. You can only order five meals. The last person has to eat off everyone else's plate. N-1. But don't you worry. It'll never happen here. This is America, damn it. Nothing bad ever happens in America. So you're going to be safe. Or are you? They're now upcycling food waste and turning it into food and giving it back to you, and also making it into animal feed and or burning it to create electric. But I doubt that's BS. What they're probably really doing is just a Soylent Green deal. They're just feeding you trash. Oh, there's another thing. Based on the incredible success of the Impossible Meats and the Incognito, and I forget the other fake meat deal they got going on, they have begun recycling food waste and turning it into a coffee-like substance. It's called Atamo. Atamo. Huh. So, it's going to be great. Your coffee is now food trash, stuff that you used to get out of the disposal. So they have backward engineered, they reverse engineered coffee, and they're adding in color, flavor, caffeine into your food trash, and then roasting it and calling it your morning beverage. No, it's not Beijing. No, it's not Shanghai. It's Seattle, okay? So, yeah, home of coffee brewers. Although, you know, don't you worry about it. Nothing like that ever happens in America. We'll never see an Impossible Burger here. We'll never see a Tomo coffee here. Don't you bet on it. The other thing is, and I want to say this, and I'll probably get interrupted by the music, but it is now, there is a bill in Congress, like S-3571, whatever, which will pass, and it will require every banking institution, large, small, and credit union, to make available to you a digital wallet. Now, what in the world would you want with a digital wallet? Well, I'll tell you what. You're going to go ahead and collapse the dollar. You're going to go ahead and they're going to go, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking you hear music, and you're right.
You're right. All right, guys. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The spinning wheel spin. You got no money and you got no home. Spinning wheel all alone.
David and Clayton Thomas. What tears. I was lucky enough to sit in a dinner theater with him one night where he was right in my face. A lot of fun. Yeah. Oh, you were there. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, I think she was there, but must have been muted or something. You're on, aren't you, Lori?
Yeah, I'm on.
Okay.
You've abdicated your position to me. That's not a good idea because once I get a little bit of power, I'm uncontrollable. You got to watch out. Got to watch out what you're praying for. Yeah, look out.
You started talking when I started to say something. That's good.
Yeah. Oh, I see. I'm sorry. Oh, you were listening to music. Yeah, my bad. I had to tell a little personal story there, you know, because it's all about me. So what I was saying right before we went to the break was that you think bad things never happen here, and, you know, I guess I should get over the fact that everybody wants to ID me as Chicken Little and all of that, but... You know, the problem that I'm having here is I've been right about too many of these things. And no, I'm not being egotistical. What worries me is that whatever, it seems like whatever horrible scenario I can dream up is already happening to me. And I don't like that. So by the end of the year, by January 1, 2021, all banking institutions, large and small, state, local credit unions, have to make available to you, and note the language, have to make available to you a Fed wallet, a Crisco wallet. Well, you say, oh, Well, I won't be needing that.
Yes, you will.
Oh, yeah. Trust me when I say that they're making it available as only stage one. Okay, that's to get you used to the idea of the Fed wallet. And they'll probably launch a campaign over the airwaves and over the internet indicating that if you don't have a Fed wallet, you're just a 1990s kind of loser guy, and you'll become socially unacceptable, just like the racists and the xenophobes and the 911 truthers and the climate deniers. You're going to be unfit company for humans. So this wallet. Well, what would they want that for? Why would they be doing that? Well, they're going to do that because they're going to collapse the dollar and they're going to get rid of it. We're going to be cashless. Oh, they would never do that. Oh, I know. They wouldn't. And they would never have meatless meat. They would never have trash coffee. No. And we would never be asked to drink roach milk either. But, gee, it seems they're investing millions and billions in it. So I'm thinking you're going to. So
I'm thinking I'll give up milk.
Well, the good news is you're probably good for lactose intolerant people. Although I am strictly allergic to roaches, so that's a fact right there. So what will they do with that new crypto wallet? Well, remember how I told you that they've got facial recognition cameras in the trash cans in Shanghai and Beijing?
Right.
Okay. Their words on this is those are there to help keep you safe from maniacs who would throw a little too much food in the trash can, and we can use that to either reward or punish you. Trust me on this. It's going to happen slowly over a period of a year or two that you're going to be offered a wallet, and then you're going to be forced to have a wallet. A crypto wallet where it will be just like a debit card or a bank account. You won't even be able to tell the difference. The only difference is that it will no longer really be yours. It will be theirs. And you will, at some point, I'll guarantee in the next several years, either be formally given or informally be tattooed with a social score where they can reward and punish you. And let me assure you, it'll be mostly punishment. They intend to dish it up for you. Oh, and I know what you're saying. They would never do that. Well, first of all, you're just at the wrong radio show, okay? First of all, you need to be watching Oprah, okay? You're wasting everybody's time, and you're wearing everybody out. They are going to do it. Like I told you, unfortunately and disappointingly, if I can dream up a crappy scenario, it's already happened. And that's just the way that is. I have had another unfortunate vision, and I don't know what's up with this. It lasted about 3 seconds. I had a wooden crate of salt, and I was packing it with meat for Christmas. I don't know which Christmas. Right. But it spooks me out.
Rick, hold that thought. We have our bottom of the hour break. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in about 3 minutes.
Say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, ooh. People are changing.
And welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. We'll start taking calls at a quarter to the hour. Okay. So, Mike in Kentucky, if you'll hold on, we'll appreciate it. Go ahead, Rick.
Yes, well, a couple things I skipped about coffee and the overarching ethos surrounding it is that what they're doing is they're, once again, it's the same old playbook from the same old jackasses. They're trotting out the Hegelian dialectic. What they do, they're creating a problem, and then they already have the solution, which is, you know, they go ahead with their agenda, but it's only to help you. And it's to save you from you know, the disaster that they were about to rain down on your head. You have China went around and cleaned up all the social media regarding food videos. If you've got a food channel over there, and they've got one gal over there, she's some kind of foodie, and she has like 450 million subscribers. But, and I guess she must be a good cook. But, you know, they cleaned out all her nonsense. They got another guy over there who barbecued a camel. He now has 0 videos up on social media. And
And England's Boris Johnson, now this isn't just China. England's Boris Johnson claims as part of, you know, he's doing his little kabuki dance because he doesn't want to be out of step with the UN. He says he got COVID-19 because he was too fat. Yeah, so, you know, there's a problem with that. The IPCC is the UN. They've got a whole plan out there regarding the land and climate. They've got green zones and red zones, but if you ever look at the map of the U.S., you're allowed to go almost nowhere except the major city. All of the rural areas and everything are red zones. You're not supposed to be there. And I've seen movies like this where they'll put up these like nuclear symbols saying, oh, if you go in there, you'll die. They have another zone, though, like a state park, where you can go with permission. It's more like a yellow zone. You could go there. And this is exactly where they're going. Trust me, this is exactly where they're going. The EU has the farm to fork project. You know, that's a more food control nonsense. And the Rockefeller Foundation is also, of course, you know, we're talking about another Bilderberger globalist, one of the founding members, and they have the Reset the Table movement. But you can see where this is going. The fact that it is ubiquitous, it's universal, and it's coming from all corners of the globe, which hence globalist, the word globalist, it's coming from all areas of the globe and all countries that would seem to be globalist are leading the charge, but trust me, we'll get heavily involved here in the next year. The destruction of millions of acres of crop, the destruction of millions of cows and pigs, the trashing, dumping down the sewer of millions of gallons of milk, the so-called tin can shortage, and the label shortage, and of course then there's the shortage of vegetables put them anyway because they plowed that all under. This is not any sort of an accident. It is exactly part of the plan. And you know, if you're thinking that this is going to blow over, you're crazy. What they're going to do is they're going to turn the heat up every single month going forward. They're going to turn the heat up. They swore to get rid of 14/15 of the world's population, and damn, they mean to do it. And I'm sure that it's going to be done through food. It's too simple. You know, you don't want to nuke anybody. Mass executions are, well, ugly and messy and expensive. So, you know, if you just starve everybody to death and then you blame it on them, it's your fault. It's your fault, you know, it's your fault for... You people that tried to store up some canned goods, you killed everybody else. Oh, you can just see this coming. You can just smell it coming. I'm going to leave that there. I think everybody is probably just about sick at their stomach by now. I certainly hope so. Get some seeds, and I would say get some. You probably want to get some fertilizer. I've been having interesting issues with crops growing up so high and just sitting there staring at me for 2 weeks and not really doing much. It appears now that I haven't been feeding them enough. I gave all of my beets and lettuces and everything a gigantic drink because they don't flower. I gave them a gigantic drink of Miracle-Gro, and boy, they took off like a rocket. And so I guess I just wasn't being aggressive enough with the fertilizing program. Yes, I know, for all you people who just fainted, I know. Yeah, salts in the soil. Oh, no. Oh, God, no, please don't put any fertilizer out there. Look, let me tell you something. I do see people like that nice gentleman, Charles Dowding, out of England, and they have mature garden beds that have lots and lots of organic matter. And they've got lots and lots of bio stuff going on down below. And he's growing food. But he's got a little market garden business going on, and he feeds himself on a quarter of an acre, and that is marvelous. That is my, and I love to look at his garden. It is amazing. But if you're going to grow food fast for many people, you're going to have to feed it. You're just going to have to, and that's all there is to it. If you want to doubt that, you go right ahead. There is another way around the Miracle-Gro price problem, and that is that Haas Tools makes available 20-20-20. It dissolves just like Miracle-Gro, and it's cheaper, and it comes in bigger bags. Yeah, they've lowered the price on Miracle-Gro, just the common stuff, which, as I told you before, you would never want to put on a flowering plant like tomatoes or eggplants because you'll just limit the flowers if you do that. Way too much nitrogen for those. But as far as everything else, all the winter crops, you could use Haas Tools, and I'm going to get some. I'm going to buy it in bulk. Some of their 20-20-20, that would be nice. Before we had to go, and I'm kind of leave the food problem there before I put myself off my own feedback. I want to talk about a subject which is, it borderlines on practical and it borderlines on spiritual. And I'm going to bring it up for a number of reasons. If this whole thing goes where I think it's going to go, you're going to wind up clustered into family units. To have one or two loose cannons on deck is going to cause incredible destruction inside your social group. You've got to take the time to get your head cleaned up. There is a guy out there, Dr. Rice. Oh, damn. There is a guy out there called Dr. Rice. Let me do this. We got Mike waiting. Let me just tease this. And if I can't finish it today, I'll finish it next week. But there was a guy out there named Dr. Rice who has a theory which works. And I can tell you because I tested it myself. Tested on me. I'm a lab rat. When you are growing up, things happen to you. And generally, generally children remember negative incidents. When you see something bad, and it doesn't matter what it is, you make up your mind how to deal with it. You decide what it is and what you're going to do about it, and you're doing it with a 8-year-old brain, a 10-year-old brain, a 12-year-old brain, a 16-year-old brain. I'm sorry, but this is inadequate as a practical operating system. What you're doing is, and then you keep that. That becomes part of your operating system for life into your carbon-based memory. What happens is the next time you see an incident that looks like that incident, you respond like an 8-year-old, like a 10-year-old, like a 12-year-old, like a 16-year-old. That's just not going to do it. And I have a mechanism by which, with very little effort and 6 months of discipline, you can rewire your brain so that you start acting like an adult, and I can help you with that. Not that I have ever particularly enjoyed acting like an adult, but it may become necessary. Can we talk to Mike in Kentucky?
Hi, Mike.
Yes. Good morning, Mike.
I don't know if ignorance is a good thing or not. Sometimes I guess it is. Ignorance is bliss, right? But I think it was around 1998, 99, I was tapped by a couple of people. One's named Gatewood Galbraith, the kind of perpetual candidate here in Kentucky, ran for Attorney General and Governor a few times and never could get elected, but he was very well known. He used to have something called Gatewood Stock. Big advocate of legalization of marijuana. I was never into growing or smoking marijuana or anything like that, but I was with somebody learned it in the law besides him, got me kind of talking with this other group called Take Back Kentucky, and they wanted some video production done, and they ended up getting me to do this thing called UN Man in a Biosphere, and this guy named Norm Davis and some others had collected up all this stuff. I think it's Dr. Kaufman or out of Maine. I can't remember his name, but he had done a lot of work on this UN man in the biosphere stuff, and it's exactly what you're talking about, the yellow zones and red zones and stuff like that. And the goal is to expand those out where humans are kept in approved population zones, and you see some of this Agenda 21 type apartments in California already where there's just these little stack 'em and pack 'em cubicles that you live in, like as depicted in the original Total Recall with Arnold Schwarzenegger, with the video walls on the, you know, and you're living in this really tiny apartment, but you have this video wall where you can display pictures of nature and stuff so you don't feel so claustrophobic. And, you know, you see this in other countries like Japan or wherever, you know, you're living in a shoebox dormitory, stack them and pack them next to the commuter train or whatever. And Disney has this depicted in, like, Zootopia or The Hunger Games, where you have high-speed rail that goes forever through wilderness areas to connect the population centers. Well, you can find the maps for all this stuff out there, the proposed high-speed rail corridors, and, of course, they totally leave Eastern Kentucky out of it. There's not going to be any high-speed rail over through here. But in the late 80s, there was something issued called the Brundtland Report, where it dovetails with what that one guy on here from Texas calls in all the time about communitarianism. For some reason, I can't remember his name. The harmonization of the laws across to basically make borders and countries irrelevant. And so... yeah, it's a plan across the world to make basically a society that has the harmony of an ant colony, you know, and all the human resources deployed based on their assessed ability and the consensus, and no one dares question the consensus. But documentary.
Well, you know, that's called the hive mind, HIV,
right.
Hive mind.
But I have a documentary you can find out there on YouTube. It hasn't been pulled down yet because you just search Gatewood, Davis, and UN Man in the Biosphere, something like that, and you'll find it. It's an old Super VHS production. I gave them the original copy. They wanted me to try to find mass duplication. They were trying to put it out, you know, the cable access back in the late 90s, before the internet, you know, and... before most people were on the internet, but you know, I've continued to do more research on that, and they didn't even touch on that Brundtland report. I found that on the internet a few years ago, but there's, you know, these academics in the upper echelons of academia, they know what's best for the rest of us. That's what they want. They want you know, they want everybody assessed at a young age through the schools to deploy them where their talents would be best utilized. You know, you don't get to choose what you want to do. It's going to be, you know, you're going to be pigeonholed where they think you need to be, or steered that way. And you can see that on social media now. And you can see, I see people get amplified or quashed based on their social score, you know.
Mike,
yeah.
Can I interrupt you to ask a question?
Yeah, I can barely hear you, by the way. I just now heard you.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry, I'm real close to the mic. Anyway, my question is this. In your area, do you think the biosphere thing could be pushed through? They tried it here, and it was either 95 or 96. They had a public meeting here in Salem, and everybody, including the cop shop, ran these bastards out of town, literally, with shovels, pitchforks, and shotguns.
I will credit the likes of that Kaufman and Norm Davis and Gatewood Galbraith and some other activists from way back 20 years ago. People have not forgot this. But Mitch McConnell, Hal Rogers here in Kentucky, after the coal hole economy, as I call it, kind of imploded, last fall they proposed basically what I call rebranding the rewilding. And they were going to protect it and monetize it, and that's what I was getting at with this Brundtland report. I hear the music. They're going to monetize this for the debt of the United States.
All right, hang on, Mike. We'll be right back after the break, folks. 1-800-313-9443.
Could have been left your own. Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. We are speaking with Mike in Kentucky. Okay, Mike, go ahead, hon.
Well, real quick, I know we're out of time almost, but the way they're doing this is financially, they've allowed local governments and state governments to, in a lot of places, to overextend themselves and borrow too much money and pulling a rug out from underneath them. Like in Pike County, Moody's declared a couple of years ago their municipal bonds junk status, so they can't borrow anymore to fill in the potholes and build new infrastructure or whatever. And county next to them, all that coal money just pretty much collapsed. Then they filed for the county seat to be dissolved last year. And somebody I know, they tried to refill their water tank. They've been rebuilding their water infrastructure, and a lot of counties in eastern Kentucky have this problem. You know, the more than almost half of what they treat in water leaks out in its distribution system. and they forced them to put new meters and stuff in Floyd County. But in Martin County, they went to refill the water tank. Somebody shot a full hose, and this one guy said, "You can't help them people over there." And I, you know, to myself quietly, I just said, "How do you know that it was a local person that did that? Because this is in the core area that they would like to rewild." And sure enough, Hal Rogers, Mitch McConnell, and within a few months had said they basically wanted to rebrand the rewilding for the rugged hillsides and creeks of eastern Kentucky. And that's when I stumbled across this Brundtland report that said the same stuff that's been done in third world countries with the International Monetary Fund. If you know about that book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, where they go in and give a rosy loan index, loan them too much money, and then they've got control of them because they can't pay it back. So they offer them a deal. All right, you give us a big chunk of the Amazon River Basin, and we'll extend your credit, you know. So that's the way they're going to do it, I think, in Missouri and elsewhere. And, you know, you can have all the guns and whatever, but when your local government collapses and they start merging counties, you know, are you going to have enough political clout to stop that in New York and London business district credit circles? When they start collapsing everything, it's been overextended, spending so much to keep the people happy. Some local leaders are going to have to stand up and say, look, we need our own local currency to reinforce the local economy. And if you don't buy local, last one out, pull up the green sign and bring the flag. Because the communities have got to be more self-sufficient and stop borrowing so much money. All right, well, I'll let you go so you can do your routine, I guess. I know you like to close out the show and all that. I just looked at the clock.
We've got another hour, Mike.
Oh,
yeah, one more hour.
Well, I've studied on this for like almost, I don't know, 23 years because of those guys and my video production work that I did for them. So I file stuff away in concept filing in my filing cabinet mind, and so that's how I connected up these things, you know, as I've run across them. But I have a note up on my Newslines group, TV10 Newslines on Facebook, in the files, called that Rebranding to Rewilding for Refinancing the Debt, and that's the way they're going to do it.
Okay, Mike, you want to hold on or are you done, buddy?
I can, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead and hold on. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in about 2 minutes. Call in numbers 1-800-313-9443.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.